So hello, everybody. Good afternoon. So today I'm going to talk about my work on the molecular dynamics simulations of cationic lipid monolayers for drug delivery. So small interfering RNA is an emerging novel drug for the treatment of cancers. However, they have three unfavorable physical chemical properties as a drug: high molecular weight, anionic charge, and hydrophilicity. So therefore, siRNA-based drugs require a delivery carrier to penetrate the plasma membrane of the cell. The cationic lipid monolayers were proposed as nanocarriers for siRNA-based drugs delivery. So the cationic monolayer can neutralize the negative charge carried by the siRNA, and they can wrap into the inverted micelles to protect siRNA during blood circulation. And then they can dissolve at the targeted cell, the cancer cell, and release the drug into the cytoplasm of a cell and kill them. The cationic monolayer we proposed is a mixture of DPPC and CTAB. So both DPPC and CTAB are surfactants. And DPPC has been well studied both by experiments and by simulation. Although the micelles have an overall spherical structure, but when you investigate a local part of the micelle, you can see a quasi two-dimensional structure and almost a flat structure. So as a very important approximation, instead of using a spherical structure, we simulated a flat geometry. So usually, at the curvature is very small, and the effect on the physical property of the monolayer is also small. So we simulated the pure DPPC monolayer to get a comparison between the simulations and the experiments, DPPC and the CTAP mixtures with the various CTAP concentration. So each simulation box has two monolayers, two symmetrical monolayers. And there's a very thick water slab to prevent an interaction between them. So essentially, they are decoupled, so they are independent from each other. And the DPPC were parameterized by Professor Tillman's group at the University of Calgary, and we parameterized CTAB based on Burger lipid model, which is in turn based on Gromov's force field. And we use natural population analysis to get the partial charges. And we use the molecular dynamics simulation package, Gromax, and the SPC water model. And each trajectory has a, each trajectory is a 1 microsecond in length, so it's long enough to get good statistics. So the major result from our simulation is the surface tension and to the area per lipid isotherms. So surface tension can be directly calculated from the trajectory. So the surface tension gamma can be calculated from this formula, and PXX, PYY, PZZ are the diagonal elements of the surface of the pressure tensor. And LZ is the length of a simulation box in Z direction. So as we can see, there are two interesting, important features from the isotherms. So first is the negative surface tensions. Surface tension of the DPPC and the CTAB mixtures at the very low area per lipid. So this is exactly what we want. Since we need a negative surface tension to get inverted micelles to protect siRNA-based drugs during blood circulation. And another interesting feature is the anomaly of the isotherm for the pure DPPC monolayer, which can be explained later. So what can be directly compared to experiment is the surface pressure to area per lipid isotherms. So as we can see, we actually get a pretty good agreement with the experiment. So the anomaly of the isotherms for a pure DPPC monolayer can be explained by the obvious buckling at a very small area per lipid. So with the severe buckling, the formula is no longer valid. But with only 20% of a C-tab, we can see the buckling almost disappeared. And this, again, this is exactly what we want, a cationic lipid monolayer which can form stable inverted micelles and high surface pressure. So as a comparison, pure DPPC monolayers don't have this property. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Bin.